Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Valerie Sokolowski's here too, ladies and gentlemen, because I like it when people are on the show who have whose last name has as many letters in it as mine does, and or at least as many. And Sokolowski, I think, qualifies. It's right up there with Blessingame. Valerie is a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette. She's a CEO coach. She's a speaker. I've already told you she's an author. She helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace and have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And she's our friend. Valerie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, one good thing about our names, they're memorable. They either are forgetful right away or
that's people exactly
can't forget
right.
them.
I'm so glad my name isn't Smith, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Just, you know, no disrespect, Smith. We're just having a little fun here. But
you know,
I promise you, there's no telling how many Smiths that I've known have said, man, I'm glad that's not my name.
You know what I did one time talking about business etiquette I'll never do again, and I tell everyone not to? When you forget someone's name one time long ago, I said, now help me remember, how do you spell your name?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know what they said?
Oh, yeah.
S-M-I-T-A.
Of course, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what it is about me, but people remember me for some reason.
Oh, you're kidding.
And, no, I'm serious. People remember my name for some reason. And I do okay with names, but I'm not great with names. I don't know what it is, but anyway, speaking of names, that's all part of the personal brand, isn't it?
Well, and you know, you said something that really triggered me to share something with you. You said that you are remembered, you're memorable. That's what a personal brand is all about. You know, Faith Popcorn did some research, and she found that all of us just crave recognition for our own individuality. We don't want to be cookie cutters. And so when you know clearly, authentically, let me use that word, authentically, who you are, you're very clear about who you are and the value you bring and the things you say, and everything resonates in one nice package, then you're memorable. And that's you, seriously, Jim, it is.
Well, I think part of the reason people remember me is they remember this. You know, they remind themselves, you know what? I want to avoid that guy. I remember now. I want to avoid that guy. But I'm kind of like Brad Paisley's new song. I'm so much cooler online, Valerie.
Oh, I doubt that.
Have you heard his new song? That's the title. I'm so much cooler online. You know, one of the things that I think maybe small business owners get a little bit confused about it when we talk about personal branding. You know, here they are like me, you know, trying to build a brand in the marketplace. They've got a tire store or a manufacturing company or a distribution company or a retail shop of some kind. And they're trying to build a brand for their company. You know, whatever it is that they've named their company, they're trying to build that brand. And here you and I come talking to them about personal brands. Now, if you're, you know, now you, Valerie, In the work that you do, your personal brand is your lead brand.
Right.
Now, but the guy who owns, you know, Acme Plastic Manufacturing is, you know, that's his brand, not Joe Johnson. So I think maybe they get a little confused. Well, wait a minute, which am I supposed to be focusing on? Should I be focusing on my personal brand, or should I be focusing on Acme? Well, I think it's not either or, it's both and. What do you think?
Well, it is, and just background-wise, you know, way back when, before pre-industrial times, let's say, people used to use branding to develop strong and enduring relationships with their customers. And the example is, let's say Mr. Jones had a pie shop on the corner, and he was known for making great pies with real fruit. And then he'd serve them with a warm smile. And people didn't mind walking a little bit further to go to Mr. Jones' pie shop and pay maybe a few cents more for that warm smile. And so he, like you say, he had both together. So today, branding is still providing those same benefits, but bigger. I'll give you an example, and this is something I think all of us can think about. You mentioned a brand, a store, a service, that kind of thing. All right, let's just take Disney. Now, what words come to your mind? And I would ask the audience to think of this too. What words or attributes come to your mind when you think about Disney?
I got to think about Mickey.
Yeah, got to think about Mickey.
Mickey's the man.
Mickey's the man. It's fun. It's family entertainment. All right.
But I also am old enough to remember Walt Disney.
Well, I am too.
And I remember that face and that mustache and when I heard him speak, I just wanted to watch more of his cartoons.
See, and so he, to your point, he was the brand himself. He lived his passion. He knew his values. He built everything around all of the things that were important to him. He was authentic, and he exuded that to his customers. So people are looking today, both in serving customers, I think, as well as being served, for authenticity in the people that they're dealing with and the best products and services. And it has to go together, because can't you think of gaps where a store brand may say they're one thing and you walk in and you don't get that?
Well, especially I've been on this brand promise kick for a while now. All these companies who have all these brand promises, and they spend more time trying to manipulate me and you with a brand promise, and money trying to manipulate you and me with a brand promise, than they do actually delivering.
And then it's not real, and it doesn't last.
It's manipulative and fake. That's exactly right. And they wonder why they're losing market share.
Well, if they stop and think a minute, take two steps backward, I bet they'll figure it out. But I think that's why this whole personal branding thing is becoming more and more important. Companies have been doing it for a long time, but because our world is changing so quickly and it's so competitive, to your point, the local entrepreneur who has the store has got to do everything they can to be successful in every way that they can, and it's got to be a package.
Hold on to that thought, Valerie. We've got to take a quick break. The book is called Do It Right. Tell us where it's available.
It is available at Amazon.com and on my website, www.ValerieAndCompanySpelledOut.com.
ValerieAndCompanySpelledOut.com. The spelled out doesn't go in there, folks. Just ValerieAndCompany.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Valerie to turn this personal branding thing inside the company and see what we can find. 20 after. Stay with me. There's too much
confusion. Hi, Jim. This is Joan Pride with the Kiplinger Editors. Has it really been 10 years? I guess it only feels like 20. Anyway, happy anniversary.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show, all the different ways that you can listen, live, replay, archived, podcast. You can subscribe to it by RSS, lots of stuff there. Thousands of articles, including past interviews with our friend Valerie Sokolowski, who's with us right now. And, of course, you can find thousands of articles and subscribe to my free newsletter, which I hope you will do. It comes every Sunday for free. And I think you'll like it. We got a format that we changed this year that we're getting lots of rave reviews about. And so I hope you'll check that out. It also, in the newsletter, we tell you who's going to be on the show in the coming week. And I know a lot of you like that. And so, and also our blog. Don't forget our blog's right there at the homepage, too, at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. So check that out, too. Valerie Sokolowski and I are talking about personal branding. And, you know, one of the things that back Valerie, to my comment about a business owner trying to build, you know, their own business's brand, being a little bit confused about why they need to build their personal brand. One place I think they could start, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is to turn it inward and to realize that inside of your company, never mind you know, of course you're trying to get your employees to understand and to promote the company's brand. But whether you realize it or not, you as the owner, you as the founder, you as the CEO of your small business, you have a personal brand with your employees. What do you think, Valerie?
Absolutely. That's called walk the talk, and hope the talk is the best walk.
Well, yeah, but you might not walk the talk, and that's the thing. That's right. The heat. That's the heat I'm trying to put on them right now, and because you know, culture is learned behavior, mm-hmm. and every business has a culture, mm-hmm. and that culture in a small business comes from the founder. And if you don't understand that, and if you're not heading in the right direction with your personal brand, then you're going to have a dysfunctional culture. What do you think, Valerie?
Well, I actually was just recently asked to do some coaching, to your point, to a woman who is working in that kind of an environment. And I know the company, I know the environment, I know the culture, I know the people at the top, and it's a small business. Well, she came to me because she's struggling. And I had to look at her in the face, and you know, Jim, I don't turn business down, but here's what I said. I said, I honestly can't authentically take your money to try to help you within this culture, because unless the people at the top, one person predominantly that owned the company, mm-hmm. makes changes, then anything I try to help you to do is only going to be hit on a brick wall.
Right.
It won't work because it won't be allowed to work. And so guess how
you'd
the morale
be, you'd be
is?
Treating, you'd be treating the symptom and not the disease.
That's exactly right. And I had to say, I'll help you with your own professionalism, and I'll help you with your competencies, because my tagline is instill confidence as we increase competence. I can do that. But just know that you can only go so far. And the reality is people are jumping ship.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they have their own personal brand, they know where they're coming from and who they are, and they're trying to make a difference and can't, then that's so frustrating.
Well, and how many times have we seen someone have a personal brand where it was out in the marketplace that, you know, this guy's not a good guy to work for, or she's not, you know, she's not somebody that you can depend upon or whatever. And then the other side of that is where people are lined up out the door saying, do you guys have any more jobs? I want one of these.
Well, and I think that goes back to your own individual assessment of yourself. Let me give people a couple of tips on how they can think about themselves, because we all want to make a difference in our organization. And you know what? Cream rises to the top. If that woman ever left that organization and she's very clear about her personal brand and consistent with it and constant with it, it is who she is, then she's going to do well in most other cultures, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, one of the things, there's kind of a good analogy here, I think. One thing is you've got to uncover or extract, if you will, really who you are deeply and where you're coming from,
mm-hmm.
and what you offer, what's your unique value of promise, mm-hmm. to business and to customers and to service. And so I would just say, think about gems. Think about your favorite gemstone. What's yours, Jim?
I guess that would be, it's not really a gemstone, it's a lapis. I like the lapis stone.
You like the lapis. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like the diamond, since that's
I'm not surprised.
Isn't that a gemstone?
And I got 40 seconds, Valerie.
Okay. Anyway, so you're a gem, and the first thing you've got to do is think about who you are, and how you do that is write down a few words that you've heard people say about you. You know, do they use the words friendly? Do they use the words innovative, clever,
right.
whatever.
Right.
Write those down, because those kind of say something about you.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you express those? Do you think about those words and use them in the tire shop when you are working with a customer?
Right.
Do you think about...
Valerie, I got to wrap it up, but before we go, you've got an assessment, a free assessment you're going to give people if they go to your website, don't you?
I do. I will send it to them, and it'll help them think about how strong their brand
just
is.
Just go to valerieandcompany.com.
Valerie, yes.
And ask for the assessment, folks, and she'll send it to you. Thanks, Valerie. See you next
time.
Good
to be with you.
Quick break, right back after these messages. That you
love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.